Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic. That is why you see the S on the chest, on the hat. And this is why you hear me coming through you, through your eardrums. Now, speaking of coming through you, every once in a while, I go French on y'all. To check it out. While you're checking it out, listen, I know you hear one voice. And don't be amazed, don't be alarmed, because I can't do this alone. I won't do this alone, because you know, these guys here, these what we like to call resistance fighters, they are here to help me fight and resist all these things out there in the world. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. The guy that's putting the sounds through your eardrums, we like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like super glue to the Spike in the Mic Show.
Speaking of glue, I bought some glue today and I need it for a project. Oh, good. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously, yeah. Someone else who would have told me this is the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen. The reason we're here, and we're here for one reason only, and it is the voice. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Mike, I'm sticking spontaneously to your show. I know we've got a lot of good topics to do, but if things should get a little bit slow later on, I'm ready with a little bit of a show and tell to do, just in case.
Oh, see, this is why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, he is like, in case of emergency, break the glass.
Yeah,
right. I hear right. In case things get dull,
break I'm Steve. Here. Yeah.
Well, see, I can always count on him. That's why he is the voice of reason. So, speaking of voice of reason, we had a reason that he wasn't here for the last couple of weeks, and it's in his permanent record. We like to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I am sticking like Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer coming back home and being welcomed back into the family. Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wait a minute. Hold on
that's
a second.
Heartwarming.
Rudolph got in the lead. He got in the front. You can't get in the front, my brother. You got to get in the back.
No, but they welcome Rudolph. They welcome Rudolph in when they figure out he was different, you know? So yeah. You welcome me back in. So.
No, actually, I thought we
I'm
didn't
taking
let
my
you...
welcome back in. I'm glad to be here.
I thought we didn't let you play in any reindeer games.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, you're going down in history.
Well, that's the main thing.
Yeah, okay. History will dictate.
Glad to be here. Love you guys. Thanks for having me.
And your permanent record will reflect on that. Speaking of permanent records, this individual here, she is permanently over there in the place called Mickey Mouse. She has Mickey Mouse ears on right now to protect her dirty hair.
Hi, Mickey.
And she is our Crack Tight research analyst. She is the one, the lovely, talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like righteous indignation to what you just said.
Wow.
Not in Mickey Mouse.
I think that means
he just called out that I have dirty hair and then I'm trying to hide it with my sunglasses. Oh. He just called that out.
No.
He just let everybody know how filthy my ears.
No, you revealed
Mickey Mouse ears. He said Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah.
No, he said I had dirty hair.
He didn't say
that. That's what you heard.
Yes, he did.
That's what you heard, Billy.
Well, before we take this to the jury, to the panels, we have to bring in the brand new. The awesome, who's about to be credited with his timesheet that is due next week. This is my man, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to the need to be careful at Christmas parties with open bars because they hurt in the morning. Oh. Three of them wasn't enough.
Oh, tell man. Me about it. Watch out for that eggnog, my brother, because
yeah.
We'll get to you. Now, before we go any further on here, we have to what we call a test and question the panel, the resistance fighters.
Oh, okay.
During the introduction tonight or today, One was said that I exposed someone's dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Dirty hair. And I'll go around the resistance group, go around the resistance fighters and find out, did I expose someone's dirty laundry? PW.
You did not. Not at all.
All right. Gas man.
No, you did not.
All right. And hanging Chad?
Absolutely not.
Now, this is definitely a given answer here. I shouldn't even waste my vote on this one. Voice of reason.
I think what you said and what she heard were two totally different things.
Oh, so
see, I would, he's always running down the middle of the road. He's such a wishy-washy.
Come on, X-Wise. Nothing, Team X-Wise.
Everything is a different shade of gray. There's no black and white.
Oh, man. Oh, shade of gray. You're just being evil now.
Yeah.
All right. So now we have to have the defendant? Is that what is the defendant?
I'm the plaintiff. You are the defendant.
Okay. So the plaintiff, we will now question how did
Oh, my God. Is that coffee? Oh, my God.
It is.
How did you question?
I want some coffee.
In what
if you
scenario?
Say it loud enough, my mom will make coffee for you. Because that's what happened. I just said it out loud, and suddenly there was coffee in front of me.
Wow.
What you get in my car and start driving to Orlando.
Question the plaintiff.
No, she's over my house.
Oh, question this plaintiff.
Oh, really? Oh, that's even closer. Oh, damn. All right, so I'm on the way.
The question to the
coffee.
Question to the complainant. To the complainant. In what world or how did I expose your dirty laundry?
I didn't say you exposed my dirty laundry. I said that you said out loud that I was using the mouse ears to cover my dirty hair.
No,
you said those words.
He never
exposed her dirty
hair,
not her laundry.
That's what you heard. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's not what he said.
I don't think he said dirty hair. I really don't.
I think
he
should roll the tape.
You can't even see dirty hair. Like
that's why the glasses are there.
You can't see dirty hair without the glasses. I'm looking at you. I would not be like, "Ooh, she got dirty hair."
Yeah.
She got that dirty hair. Yeah. Take them off. Let me look. Take them off.
All right, and also, see Billy, it's like I can't.
You see some terrible hair? Look at this. That's some terrible hair right there. Look at that.
Yes.
Terrible hair.
Don't do that, Mark. Never do that. Never ever.
Grandpa needs a haircut. I got into the barbershop. I got into the barbershop. That's some terrible hair.
Again, I just want to say. Billy, just as Chad said, you can't see dirty hair. Like, I can't see the sun warm on your body.
Right?
So that was as the voice of reason would concur, there was no exposure of dirty laundry on this introduction. So
okie dokie.
You felt the sun on your body. He didn't see it.
Billy, you look beautiful today.
Thank you.
All right,
wow, okay. That worked. That really worked.
Yeah, let's move on.
I agree with Chad. Let's move on.
Yeah, really. Well, like you say, let's move on. But speaking of moving, we are the only road trip here. We love to pick up people and hitchhikers and let them drive the show because we are a caller-driven show. So you guys can give us a call, and I will be remiss. I have to fall on the sword because I haven't been checking our love line. But give us a call at 813-699-3900 and let us know what you want us to talk about, how you feel about the show, and what's going on in your world. So 813-699-3900. And we will appreciate that. And while we're driving, you will have to know that we talk about three things.
Three things.
The past, yeah. The present, and the future.
Whew, that's good. Our weekly
voice never dances. Voice, you need to dance.
Yeah, hey.
It'll lift your spirits up, man.
Yeah, where's your rhythm?
I'm waiting till I'm old enough.
It'll set off his life alert.
I'm checking my blood oxygen. Ooh.
Oh my
God. Yeah, make sure everything's okay.
Oh my God.
It's daily exercise there, boys. Yeah. It keeps the endorphins. Dorphin, all right? You need to keep them things dorphin.
Dorphin.
Dorphin, yeah, keep them in.
Dorphin?
You know, like the guy who fought Rocky in the snow.
Dolph
Lundgren?
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Not sure I want to let my endorphins out.
Oh, okay. Well, if you, hey, Steve, if you love something, let it go. It'll come
let
back.
Let it go, okay.
It'll come back when it's back, cold. When it's cold.
Meant to be. Yeah.
If it loves you back.
If it loves you back, yeah.
No, he can love you and not come back.
Just say, Mark, you really, you should say, Mark, you never really loved me. You're just using me. I'm sorry.
I don't know what Jeff is talking about. So this is something we need to be talking about. Let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, sponsors? I would have to press like some kind of sponsor thing. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Hey, we're back. I need to listen. I know this is housekeeping. We should keep off record, off the air. But I got to ask, we're going to have to check on our sponsors. We need Phil in marketing to go out there and talk to our sponsors, make sure they're still out there. So we got to talk to Phil.
In other words, we need to add Circuit City. Give us some money.
Yes.
We need to add Circuit City.
Yes. Let me know. I'll go and talk anytime you want me to, man. I'm good.
We should throw in some dead businesses.
Yeah,
Kmart and Circuit City.
Yeah,
well, somebody came back from Kmart, and this is—I want you to know—this is going into your permanent record because the show starts at X amount of hours, and now you are just attending here. So, ladies and gentlemen, adding on to the resistance fighters, we have the lovely, talented Miss Kimberly. Miss Kimberly, how are you sticking?
Hey, Kimberly,
I'm sticking like a late girl.
Well, I want you to know that it's going in your
better permanent, late, I guess.
Yeah,
it's going in your permanent record. Okay,
she better late than never.
Oh, man.
Yeah, is this more okay than just missing? Well, actually, she did also miss the past 2 weeks.
Well,
like Mark,
Miss Dirty Hair is dissing.
Excuse
her
me,
sister.
Hello.
Well, as they say in Indiana, better late than never.
They say that in Indiana?
Yeah.
Why?
And then they say, they follow it up with, better never late.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for adding that.
Yeah. This is the most people I've ever seen on the show.
Yeah. This is,
I'm interested to see how this is going to go.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we've done all the housekeeping as far as that. Now it is time for Couch Up News of the Week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and resistance fighters.
We're a lot of cows then.
Yeah, really. ladies and gentlemen, and resistance fighters, our Couch Up News of the Week is that normally we introduce something that makes the world think about, like, I did not know that. That's good to know. You can use this in your travels and in your world escapades. All right, so.
Excuse me. I'm going escapading next week.
So excuse me. You know, yawning, it does not signal a sign of boredom.
Oh.
Excuse me.
It
does not. According to a study that was done by measures of hundreds and thousands of species of animals and birds, yawning, ladies and gentlemen, is a measurement of the size of the individual's brain.
Wow. I'll be honest with you.
So
it's a measurement of your brain.
Of your brain. So the longer you yawn. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't know where this is coming from. The larger your brain is, according to this science, right?
He's extending it out.
Okay.
And the more you make up stories, the smaller your brain.
Is there any correlation to how loud the yawn is?
Oh,
yeah, because that would be Roz. Yeah.
And me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Wait, you guys are a family of loud yawners?
Oh, yeah. No, not me. Not me.
Okay, wait, hold on. Explain.
Can you do one for us?
Okay, but it might be a little loud. So, like, take your.
Oh, gosh.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that was so fake.
Yeah, well, because I wasn't really yawning. So.
Yeah, good. That means, so hold on a second. So you, as Hanging Chad say, you guys are loud yawners?
Oh, yeah.
The three women, yes. Not me.
That just seems so extra.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That was a real one. Nobody heard that, right?
Yeah, really. Oh, and also.
I'm a quiet yawner.
Smots isn't here, so we're going to say this now. It does not signify boredom. So just know that when people yawn and they're not bored, they're exercising and massaging the brain.
Wow. I can totally vouch for this. So I'm in high school in a very hard chemistry class with an amazing teacher. This teacher was so amazing. She was one of the top 10 finalists to be the teacher in space on the space shuttle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lucky her, she lost.
Yeah, lucky her, she lost. Yeah.
Well, she wouldn't have said that. But anyway, God rest her soul, she is deceased now. But during a film strip with Barry.
A film strip.
Important. Wait, to be fair, very important chemistry information in this film strip. She was narrating it. And in the middle of it, not really, just because I was so comfortable in her class, I did one of my loud
wow.
The whole class got dead silent. She stopped talking. And I'm thinking, what's going on? Did she forget what she was talking about? Yeah. Why is she so quiet? I had no idea. Oh. And then slowly, the longer the silence was, the more I realized, oh, God. I'm in a lot of trouble.
So it's like creeping death coming up on you.
Oh my God. Because this woman, everybody loved her.
Yeah, she's
and was afraid of her in equal measure. Right. They were also terrified of her. So anyway, after class, you know, I tried to pull. No, I'm like really tired. And I was paying attention, I swear. And like, I tried. And she just loved watching me squirm. Yeah. She just loved it. Loved watching me squirm.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
She was in the middle of saying something very, very important.
Yeah.
You come.
Sounds like a show of like dead seals.
So awful.
No, dead seals make
it'll
no
happen
noise.
To me, like when you wake up,
dying seals.
In we're the class of clearly one of the greatest chemistry teachers.
Now that's
in the
a good husband right there. Look at that.
Damn.
Hey, flannel.
Yeah. Hey, be careful. You might end up like Chad.
I wish I had a husband like him.
He just looked like he put an axe down.
Oh, okay.
I hear you because I have headphones in.
You guys heard me, right?
I'll let him know that you said he was the greatest. I think so, too.
Did he stop chopping wood to bring you a drink?
No. Chad, did he make some old paper towels?
He was listening to Mud Honey from Seattle. He was chopping wood. So, yeah. What a good
straight,
buddy.
Straight looked like a lumberjack.
Audience, for the listening audience, he was wearing a lumberjack outfit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kimberly's married to the brawny man.
Yes, exactly. While he presented me with this Brawny lovely man. Before 5 in the afternoon cocktail.
Awesome.
Yeah, really. Oh, and I want to tell him to be careful because he'll end up like Hanging Chad because he passed by the Zoom meeting one day. Next thing you know, he's sitting up in this.
Don't get on camera.
That's right.
Then he got a job.
Yeah.
He kept his face out of the camera, so he was smart. He's like, no, F that.
And as I said,
his face out of the camera.
I got was coffee. Nobody brought me a cocktail.
Look at the size of that cup.
Uh-oh.
It's gigantic.
I had to pour my own moonshine. So what's up with the women, man? Nobody poured my... I bought my own drink. What's up with that?
They're getting served. They're getting served.
I had to pour my own drink. What's up with that?
Because we
Billy, if you just say that a little bit louder.
But no, she's not here.
Oh, okay.
She went out.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, keeping on moving with the housekeeping, we got to do this one final thing. Actually, the show's already started, so this is the most important part of the day, is the big A word of the day.
Ooh. It's the word of the day. It's the word. got it.
Yes, that's perfect, Billy.
Awesome. Perfect. That was perfect.
Billy, that was perfect.
Thank you, everybody. Nailed thank it. You. Nailed thank it. You.
You are always perfect, Billy. Wait,
thank you. Wait,
people.
That was early.
Kim is grading you.
I have my pen ready because I'm going to write down the word of the day. This is my special word of the day book.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe you'd let you know. We just
got the
Billy was off a little bit, so it's going on her permanent record.
It's perfect. Uh-oh. Everybody agrees with me. It was perfect.
So perfect that we're ready for the word.
I thought you were a little bit late, maybe.
Oh, stop.
What's that on your nose?
Yeah.
It's something on your nose.
Yeah.
I don't think it's shoe polish either. No.
maybe it's a delay on your guys' end or something, because it was just a tad. It was supposed to go, and you went, oi, real quick. And
no.
You didn't pronounce it.
It was perfect.
Right. You're done.
Yeah. You're making that up.
Blamen.
All right.
What?
Okay, y'all ready? Okay.
Blamen?
I'm going to play the word of the day three times, and you guys let me know what
Blaming?
It is.
What?
Here is the word of the day. I'm going to play it three times.
Flamen. Flamen. Flamen.
It is spelled F-L-E-H-M-E-N.
Flamen.
Flamen.
Flamen? Flamen?
Yeah, okay. That's one of those made-up words that Jewish people say. Oh, you got the flaming and the guy.
I got the flaming.
Okay, so we'll go around the room and ask the resistance fighters. Do you know what flaming is?
Oh, of course. It's a made up word that Jewish people use.
All right, Hanging Chad, do you know what flaming is?
I mean, no.
Voice of reason.
I've heard it on The Simpsons, but I have no idea what it is.
Okay, and
but
Billy?
The flaming and the.
Yeah, the flame in the.
No, I don't. And I feel like I should because it looks German-esque or maybe Yiddish.
Gas man?
No, I never heard it before, but I'm going to take a stab and say it had something to do with cooking.
No, I don't know. At the end of the show, if we remember, we'll divulge our.
Okay. I have no.
Wait, we're going to skip me. I have the most intelligent answer. No,
I was going to come to you last because you're the one taking notes. So, Kimberly, do you know what flaming, not onions, or flaming Cheeto? Anyway, you know what flaming is?
Yes, definitely that little thing that hangs in the back of your throat. Flaming.
It's not a flaming.
That's that boxing thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not that. All right, so at the end of the show, if we remember, because last show we forgot to tell what the
yeah.
We would say what they're in with the.
You remember, we're gonna.
Serious.
We may or may not get to it.
Yeah. Really.
All right. So speaking of which, let's do topic changing music.
Ooh. Here comes a topic. You didn't think we had any, but we do on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right. I'm gonna start out just right at the gate. I gotta do this. I'm gonna call this fake fish.
Before he even tells us the story,
he's telling us it's a fake story.
He's telling us it's okay. Complete BS.
Right. No, see, what happens is when I scour the sources and Derek and Ernest in research and development sends us stories, sometimes I have to say, this is a fake fish story. So wait, I'm going to...
Wait. Kim has a great idea for a bumper sticker.
And
yeah. Fake fish.
FF.
Oh, yeah. And you got that fish symbol.
I know some religious people get real mad about that one.
That is fabulous.
Yeah, but I change it. I gave it a face.
So it's not the same. All right, so
FF is a Foo Fighters, man. You can't be mad at a Foo Fighters. Come on.
All right, so this is a story I read, and as I read it, I thought that the resistance fighters have to. They don't have to do. But I wonder what's their opinion on whether this is a fake fish story or not. Okay. Sometimes spending time in a freezer can make you feel alive, all right? So according to these authorities, Kumar was struck by a speeding motorcycle and was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead by the doctors because they couldn't find a heartbeat upon examination. So they transferred his body down to the morgue and where he spent the next 6 hours overnight in a freezer.
because that's where they put dead peoples.
Sure.
Now, the next day, when the family came to identify the body, Komar's sister-in-law noticed that he was still alive and breathing after she touched his cheek. And then after that, they rushed him over there to the emergency room and kept him, you know, now they're keeping him alive. But right now, he's still, like, in a coma.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
Easy question. Now, this happened over in India. This is from the New India Times.
That's the main newspaper in India, and everything happens in India.
All right, so question to the resistance fighters. You know, sometimes you just read stuff, and you have to make a conclusion. Was this a fake fish story? And I'll start out with you, Billis.
I do not believe it was fake fish.
Show your homework. Why?
Because it's like a medical thing where they put people in comas. Hypothermic comas to help them heal faster and get past whatever injuries they have.
All right.
It's an actual medical thing.
Can we think this is a fake fish story?
No, definitely. I agree with Billy.
I would say, come on. She was offbeat and she's late. No, you were late. I'm sorry. Never mind. Punish in private, praise in public. Okay.
Yeah, Billy's the one with the dirty hair.
Hanging Chad, how do you feel about this story? And I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying.
So wait, he was dead and then he came back because they put him in a freezer?
He was pronounced dead.
Yes. Pronounced dead.
I think it's fake. I do. I think it's fake.
Yeah, there you go. Gas man? Gas man?
I'm going to say it's fake because, you know, it's like 10,000 degrees in India from what I've heard. I've gone overseas for my deployments, but I was never to India, but it's got to be hot over there. So how could he be thawed out and then frozen? And I think it's fake fish. No.
All right. PWs?
I think it's real. And I'm basing that on totally nothing.
Really?
You came to the right show. Thank you.
I'm basing that on nothing.
You don't
nothing.
Need reasons here.
Yeah. Hold on a second. So you just like, turning your work without showing your work?
My work is meaningless.
Right. Mine was only based off saying opposite of Billy because I thought it'd be fun.
See? See, he didn't do any work. Yeah.
So you cheated. In that. Chad, you cheated off our paper.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want her answer.
Okay. And now the real voice of reason. Is this a fake fish story or not?
Well, I've actually run the numbers. There are 16 billion people in India.
Wow.
And this was bound to happen at some time or another.
Sure.
See? He agrees with me.
I'm thinking with that totally many people, real. It was bound to happen.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a real story?
That's pure logic right there.
Yeah, well, I'm just using pure logic and running the numbers and seeing how this was inevitable.
I feel like that's like saying there's so many people in India, one of them's going to walk on water.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, that's going to happen. That's got to happen. Yeah.
Where do you
think about it like that?
Yeah.
Okay, 16 billion people. That's a lot of people.
Right, just think of the possibilities. There are people with ESP, that means, in India. Yeah. There are people who have telekinesis powers.
Right. Listen.
There are people with horns in India.
Listen, if I could get a superpower by moving to India, I'd be on a plane tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want a dang superpower.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So,
but Chad, you're just one man. You're not 16.
Yeah. Be careful what you wish for, though.
Yeah, I could be more than one.
Oh, Kim, they don't have ESPN over there?
ESPN? Yeah. No, they don't.
ESPN. They don't have ESPN over there?
No.
I thought ESPN was like international.
Yeah, they're bound to have it.
ESPN airs cricket matches, so why wouldn't they air Indian cricket matches? You know,
if they don't have it, they're bound to.
Yeah, you run the numbers
that's
over there,
so
boys.
Confused. That's what that network is about.
Yes, it's about ESP. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you just got tired of saying all the letters. You know, they know what I mean.
So I just say ESPN.
The winner today's football game. Well, you guys know. Yeah. It's ESPN. You already know the answer.
All right, well, I'm going to put my two cents in there. I'm going to say this is a fake fish story. Because
a dead fish story. A dead fish story.
Because
I have to draw a new fish.
Like the voice of reason said, a doctor. Oh yeah, Kim, did you put crosses on the eyes?
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. He's still smiling though.
Yeah, really.
Actually, he's happy to be dead.
Not that I want to say something, but that's a mullet. Because those are not mullet, it's a
flounder.
Flounder, yeah. Yeah.
Because both eyes are on one side of the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, I forgot the extra fins, so we're not confusing this symbol. There we go.
Oh, okay. There we go. Now,
the horns on it.
The reason I think this is a fish.
Yeah, because it's in India. Or, yeah.
Lovely fish picture drawn by Kim for the listening viewer, listening non-viewers.
You can buy it for $5.
Ooh, the reason I'm thinking that is the reason. Yeah, we gotta start selling merch.
Merchandise.
Yes, we need t-shirts.
Yeah.
This is our first t-shirt. Okay. I'm gonna finish
the
my
fake
time.
Fish. Yes. Fake oh, fish. The fake fish t-shirts.
It has to somehow. I identify with the Spike on the Mic show because
yeah.
Well, where else can you get?
It'll
fake
say
fish?
Spike on the Mic, fake fish. Exactly.
Oh yeah!
Fish.
All right, save that design and
we're gonna
send that to Cliff.
I need all your addresses. Santa's coming to town, man. Put them in the chat, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Don't step on Cliff in marketing's job because he has something. He needs to do something too every once in a while.
He's going to get us a big sponsor.
You know, I almost wore my Spike on the Mic t-shirt today.
Did you almost? I didn't. You look like you almost did.
I put on something else.
But it was dirty?
No, it wasn't
dirty.
I
almost washed my hair today too. But I didn't do that.
Yeah. No, I didn't wash my hair. Yeah.
All right, let's do Topic Changing Music.
Oh, my word. This is a tough place to be. Anyone.
All right, I like to call this story here, Red Bull Gives You Wings.
Red Bull?
Red Bull gives you wings.
Wait, I didn't let you finish.
Here,
give me the whole thing.
Let me do it. Here's the topic. Right. The top. Here's the
topic.
Yeah, here's the topic of the topic. Red Bull gives you wings, but NASA doesn't.
Red Bull gives you wings, but NASA doesn't.
Right. What? No, Kim, are you drawing a flying bull now? No, I'm sorry.
I am. I'm working on it. I'm working on another screen. I'm going to draw. No flying bulls.
Okay, all right.
I'm drawing our fake fish.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have heard about, with... what's the guy named?
William Shatner.
Yeah, William Shatner. He went on with the Amazon guy and the other guy who does Spirit. They went off into space, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are their names? I'm drawing a blank, and it's not even the
Jeff
name.
Bezos.
Elon Musk.
I know this story is Jeff Bezos, William Shatner, and Branson.
Okay, Branson.
Yes, I don't know if this is not the story. But anyway, yeah, those guys have been sending people up into space.
Right.
And I did not know this. There's 15 people who have been in the space this year, civilians, and Michael Strahan and some more people went up the other week.
No, he's about to go up.
I thought he already went up.
No.
No, William Shatner's the most recent one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went up.
Strahan's about to go up.
Oh, because I saw a video of them coming down and hugging everybody.
Strahan took like a Super Bowl ring. Strahan already went up.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
They're not up for very long.
It was that inconsequential. It was that inconsequential.
The voice is like, they're already back.
Yeah. Wow.
But now, dude, the crème de gras about this, and I did not know this, but this should have
what?
The crème de gras.
Yeah.
Crème de gras.
Yeah, crème de gras.
Au revoir.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I go French on y'all. Y'all just resist the fighters.
The crème de gras.
Is that, I did not know this, is that when you go into space, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, They give you wings. You are certified, qualified as a
astronaut.
Astronaut. So all
these, I believe you got that right when you said that. Jeez, man, that's good.
Which, what did I get right?
Anything.
Federal Aviation Administration.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, see, you
very impressive, boss.
I was on a roll. Dang, that's going. Yeah. That's going in your permanent record. All right. Yeah. So anyway,
called him boss. Yeah.
So I did not know that they get wings. So all the 15 people who's been in the space have gone out there. But now, au fond quoi, the FAA, they decided that, hey, hold on a second. This thing is getting out of hand now.
Oh,
so
no.
Starting January 1, they're cracking down on who is qualified to be awarded these special FAA wings. And so now they're saying you're going to have to be trained and certified. You can't just be somebody who pays as a customer to go on.
A tourist.
You can't be just a black guy with a space between his teeth. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I think that's what started this.
Hold on. No. Was he the first tall person in space?
No.
Well, not the first. The first tall civilian
wait.
In space.
Y'all didn't let me finish. Was he the first tall person in space on this little celebrity thing?
Yes.
I think so.
I doubt it.
Isn't that interesting?
No, it's the first tall tourist in space.
Yes.
I believe Michael that's Strahan. Correct.
Strahan.
So getting the wings, isn't that the designation of astronaut?
Yeah.
Kind of.
And I know that, I think it was William Shatner that said, I'm an astronaut with a little A, not a big A, because he's not fully trained
and
certified.
I do remember
certified.
That. Yes.
So right. That's the big deal, is they're all being designated as astronauts now because they went above the Kármán line.
Yeah.
And now they're coming down, and everyone can be an astronaut when that used to be take training. And
yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe it could give them baby wings.
I've been above the Kármán line too.
Oh, yeah? Was she nice?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
So, that's what I wanted to ask resistance fighters. What is your opinion on that? And yeah, since you have some information on it, how you feel about that?
If you can have the money to go up there, I mean, why not? Have at it. It's a free country. Let's do it. If you got the money to do it.
Yes, I was talking about giving out the wings.
What?
I was talking about giving out the wings. What are you guys' opinion on the FAA saying, hey, no more
wings.
These wings qualify.
Now that a tall person has gone into space.
Yeah, really. Okay. BW, what is your opinion on that?
I don't agree with the lowering the qualifications. I do not agree with that at all. So I'm against it. No.
Okay. PWs?
Yeah, I feel like, all right, you gave some wings out already. Now why do we stop once a tall person goes? Mm. You know, that's wrong.
All right, Dillis?
I agree that they should continue to give out the wings. It's still a very select few people that have ever been in space. I will probably never go to space. And I'm those few sure. select people should have that honor of having wings.
All right, Kimblis?
Ooh, she's holding.
I have a question. Ooh. Because there is a definition of an astronaut, which is a person who is trained to travel in a spacecraft. So what does that mean exactly?
That's your definition.
No, this is the definition of astronaut.
This is Webster.
As determined by dictionaries.
Oh, dictionary. So,
oh, correct. So yeah. that's the definition of an astronaut. So are they trained to travel in a spacecraft? They must have received some level of training a passenger, to be a tourist.
Check clear.
So if they received any kind of training to this particular, well, I mean, okay, check cleared is not training. But like if they received any kind of training in order to do this experience, to be on these spacecraft, then I think maybe they deserve the wings. I don't know. If they didn't actually receive any kind of real training for what they did and they're just simply passengers, then I think previous wings should be revoked.
All right.
She got a good point. That's a good point.
I don't think we should sodden like what previous real astronauts have
I find myself up here in space. I don't know how I got here. I didn't even get any training.
I just got out of the freezer. I'm really cold. I'm really cold. Somebody come save me.
I got 2 points to make on that.
I was missing being on this show till about 3 seconds ago.
So hang on. I got
it. Go ahead. Spike. Take it back. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think the designation should change. To me, it's like calling yourself a conductor because you went across country on a train. And I think to be an astronaut, you need to be outside a ship floating in space in a suit. I think that should if you can get outside the ship and get back in, then you can be an astronaut.
There are people that never got out of their never did a spacewalk that are considered astronauts that have had years and decades of training. Jim Lovell.
Well, you can get grandfathered in. You can get grandfathered in, not to, demote someone's training, but anyone new.
No.
The term astronaut comes from the term argonaut, right? Which were seafaring people. People who moved ships across the sea.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They weren't passengers, right? They were actual, like...
Bim, you're mistaking the show for, like, an academic
I appreciate that. I'm with you, Kim. I feel like we're saying the same thing.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to let the voice of reason chime in, then I want to comment on Kimberly's little assessment. Go ahead, voice.
Well, something Chad said hit home. If you were to send a cadaver into space, would that also be an astronaut?
Yeah, if it went above the Kármán line.
If it comes back alive.
No.
Cadaver is dead.
Alive. You just take a dead body, shove it in space, and it comes.
Now that would definitely be fake fish. If it was a dead person that then went into space, and his aunt touched his cheek and said, "Oh, he's alive."
Okay, so let's
shoot dead things into space and call them astronauts.
Let's answer the voice of reason's question.
Yeah.
Is that an astronaut? A dead person?
No.
Why not?
No.
Jeez, okay.
That was an emphatic no.
I'm thinking
no. Who wasn't alive?
How about Astro Cadaver?
A living being.
Yeah. Astro Cadaver.
Sounds magical. It's an amazing thing.
All right, this show is about to take a very bad turn.
About to?
We're gonna get straightened
up. Kimberly.
Yes.
You define the argonauts or whatever you call them as far as
astronauts.
Oh, she said something about the term argonauts, right? Meaning that they were moving vessels or people on the ships were astronauts, right?
No, they
argonauts.
Right.
They were argonauts.
Argonauts were people on ships that made the ships go. Seafaring people. Like,
yes.
Oh, okay. So they weren't just riding. It wasn't just a ride for them. Like,
No, these are people who are actually making the boat go.
Okay, so stop right there.
Sailors.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, so stop right there. So what about the 400 years ago when all the tall people came on the ships?
They were just passengers.
No, they were rowers.
They were moving it.
Some of them were rowers.
That's right.
Many of them were rowers.
So
rowers get special privileges.
Oh, yeah, rowers.
Not these rowers.
Yeah, real special. They're working their butt off.
Oh.
And they got themselves a life of slavery.
Astro-rowers.
Wait, but Argonauts are only the people that were on the ship Argo in Greek mythology. That's not like anybody that was a seafaring person.
Well, astro-rowers are people rowing in space.
But Billy, hold on a second. Everybody.
I'm trying to say that's where astronaut comes from.
I don't think that's true.
Fake fish?
What? Of course it is.
Hello, hey, Billy.
Yes.
She thinks you was on time on the oop, so you got to agree with her.
No. Support your sister.
One does not have anything to do with the other.
Watch this. Here's a prime example. Voice of reason.
Right.
All
right. There you go. Absolutely right, Sprite. Exactly.
Learn, Chad. Learn.
Why does he have to learn? Because
he's still looking for his first paycheck.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm trying to put a slob on my Twitch channel right now.
Hey, Gas Man Strong. Gas, what are you doing, man? He's drinking moonshine.
Is your phone new,
I got a sub. I'm gonna let you know if it goes through.
What is he talking about?
We only heard the very last few words.
I have a Twitch channel, okay? I'm trying to put the Spike on the Mic Show live on my Twitch channel.
Oh.
And it's on there, but I don't know if it's going through or not. Oh. I'm trying to put it through on my Twitch channel.
That would be super cool. I would look on Twitch right now, but I'm afraid of eating up the bandwidth in there.
So my Twitch channel is Magneto_Mark. That's my Twitch channel.
Thank you.
I'm trying to put us on there. Thank you.
You have to text me that because I don't know how to spell all that.
So, Billy's right. I think I'm changing my mind. If anybody who sailed on the ship Argos.
In that particular ship.
Either way, I do think that they should get some kind of designation. Like, give them, like, little wings. Because if I run into somebody and they were wearing little wings, that's nice to know because I know you're either rich or smart. So I want to have that info right up front.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
Baby wings. Huh?
So I don't want their wings taken away. You just don't get big wings. I mean, Delta flight attendants get wings.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
I got wings when I was like 10 years old.
Exactly.
What kind of wings are we talking about? Fairy wings?
From the flight attendants. I got wings.
Because you wouldn't sit down?
Pretty much. It was something to shut her up. Something like that. Of course.
She was eventually thrown off the plane.
I was like 5 when that happened.
And the last thing I want to say about this is
I dated a Delta flight attendant, but that's a different story.
You got your wings too. So as Chad said, the astronauts only should qualify if they go outside the ship. And then Billy or Kimberly said if they have training. This is what I heard. They were trained not to touch that door. They touched the door and they went.
Right. They were trained not to do anything.
Yeah. Not to do anything.
Don't open the door.
Yeah. Sit still.
Sit still and don't do nothing. And they did something. So are they astronauts?
Or couldn't we just call them flaming? There we go.
You get that training in a regular flight. Don't open the door in mid-flight. You get the whole, you know, the life jackets under your seat. Like, come on.
Kimberly, isn't that training? Don't touch that.
I'm torn still.
I'm torn. I looked it up again because I can't. I'm obsessive about this kind of thing. And according to NASA, astronaut means space sailor. If you are a passenger on a sailboat, are you a sailor?
No, you're not. Yeah, you're a passenger.
If you can make your way to a university campus, then you'll get an MBA. You know what I mean? Like, it's so stupid. Eventually, this is going to be a non-issue.
Chad knows. He has an MBA.
Don't tell people that.
Well, your garbage truck from the record.
We just put each other's business out there.
Yeah.
Dirty hair.
Miss Dirty Hair, yeah.
Hey, hold on. Yeah, so your MapQuest worked?
It did. I did. I made it to a university one day, and I walked away with
no need to get personal, guys.
MapQuest.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I had a point that I was going to say, but I totally didn't forgot it.
Oh, gosh.
What was it?
I made it for you.
It's about an astronaut and the definition and all that stuff.
Oh, this might not have been it, but so Chad said give him baby wings. Billy, what say you real quick?
I kind of like the baby wings idea.
I like the baby wings idea too. Makes sense to me.
All right, Gas.
Baby wings are good with me.
All right, PWs.
Share baby wings, fine.
And it's a W. He does
like
chat.
Anything to move on.
Yeah, all right. So obviously, I think the baby wings are good. What say you, boy? For reason?
I said baby wings like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh,
did you really?
Yeah.
It didn't come through his flip phone.
No one heard that.
It didn't come through his flip phone.
Yeah.
All right. So come
through I'm going to look carefully at the tape. I don't think he ever said anything.
So, Chad.
You'll have to look close to get it.
Are you stealing homework again? You stole Billy's homework. Now you're stealing the Voice of Reason's homework.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he got his MBA.
Seriously, it is. It really freaking is.
He's the one, though.
I don't even know how I made it through.
Oh, man. Mike, I still have my standby ready.
Okay, topic changing music.
All right, now that we know that he has a worthless BA, let's go on to another topic on the Spike of the Mike Show.
I had a topic, but I have to do this.
Uh-oh.
Voice of Reason, what is your standby? Enlighten us.
College.
Uh-oh. Well, things were getting like a little bit slow there. So
slow?
I thought I'd bring this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This is the first tomato of the season.
Yay!
Notice the greenness of it.
Oh, yeah.
And the redness of it.
Wow. It's a Christmas tomato.
I looked it up on the internet, and the perfect time to pick a tomato is when it's got half red, half green. But what do you think, Spike?
I feel like you're going to be really sad when it turns all red.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle.
You were going to get your chance.
I picked it. I think you picked it too early because it's all green. So now it's
not all green.
You can only eat the bottom of it. That's my part. All right. Anybody else?
I think the whole thing tastes good right now.
Probably does.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm going to wait for it to ripen and put it on a hamburger.
Yes. It will. It will all get red.
All right. Someone else?
No. It is a Christmas tomato.
Yes.
Oh,
a Christmas miracle.
A picture of it?
Green and red.
Exactly.
Chad?
I think it's beautiful, and I'm not too sure it's real. It looks plastic.
I know. Yeah.
It does. It's beautiful.
Is it for real?
You are so happy about it. It's so cute.
It kind of looks metallic on the top. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What kind of tomato is it? Do you know?
A Christmas one.
Well, a Christmas. I don't like to brag. But it's a big boy.
Wow. Ah, that is an actual strain of tomatoes.
Like, look at the grass on the top. It's like perfect.
Like tomatoes
grass.
Are a virus. Strain of tomato.
P-Dub?
Yes.
What do you think? Was it? Did I pick it at the right time or not?
I think it's the perfect time.
Thank you.
Okay, wait a minute. Here I come. Gas Man, what's your opinion on this, real quick?
He's like, I don't know, I'm drunk.
Is that real? Is that real?
Yes, it's a real tomato. It's a real tomato. It's going to ripen up. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to slice it and put it on a hamburger.
It's already on screen.
This is thrilling radio right here.
It's ripening, it's ripening before our eyes.
Yes.
It's
thrilling. I saw this tomato when it was this big.
If listeners could only see this.
I think we need a drink limit. Oh yeah.
I saw this tomato when it actually was a blossom, and now 3 months later.
Okay, well I'll go ahead and say this, boys. I'm glad that you brought the show back because it was going downhill until then.
Yeah,
it was perfect.
And everybody. Wake up and step out of the freezer.
Kim, I understand that yawn was actually a sign of enthusiasm.
they're all yawning.
A yawn. That was my engine powering down.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to this. Oh, and I lost it. We talk about the big A word of the day.
Yeah.
The big A word of the day is...
Flamen.
I looked it up.
Flamen.
And it is a really cool word.
No. But I'm correct, right? It's some kind of Jewish thing?
It is not.
Oh.
Okay. Hanging Chad, you know what this thing is?
It sounds like a fancy word for slobber.
Slobber. Oh, nice.
That does sound like a Gas Man, let's get this. Let's try this. Do you have any idea what flaming is?
Yeah. He said, "Is it Haman?
Hey,
he's kind of froze up.
Male Haman, male version. So no, I don't know.
No, he said hymen.
A male version of the hymen. Yes.
A male hymen.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Does that look like one of those things for like blocking the puffing bee sounds in front of a microphone?
I don't know, hymen. But it's gonna hurt.
Voice of reason. Flaming.
Yeah.
Voice of reason.
I think it's something scientific. I have no idea what it is.
Okay. All right. And no, you guys looked it up.
Billy, don't say it. Let's Spike.
Everybody, you talk to everybody and you ask them what it was.
Well, I know, but I was going to say.
But let's Spike tell. Let's
I'm going to ask. But I'm trying to figure out. Did you look it up, Billy?
Yes, but after I didn't know what it meant, and after I looked it up to see what it meant. Yes.
All right, Kimberly, did you look it up?
Just did, and I'm so excited to have been the closest person to the correct definition.
Oh, you were there? You were near?
All right, then.
Chad was kind of close.
All right, so,
it was kinda... Oh, is it underneath the...
No, of course not.
All right, so Billy, explain to the audience what flaming is.
So when, like, any animal, humans, animals alike, like, smell something bad, or it's like a reaction, and they go like this. They stick their tongue out and their lips go back and expose their teeth. Here's a picture. Okay, this is a
I like pictures.
Kim. It needs a sound.
Kim,
it needs
we get a
sound. Everybody do it.
It's like smelling and tasting the air at the same time.
Yes, that is what flaming is.
So right? It is Yiddish.
No.
No, it's not Yiddish.
No, it's a scientific term that means...
It's a flaming. It's a flaming.
I don't care. I like Gas Man's answer. It's a female hymen. What do you call it? A female what?
Hymen. Yes.
Female hymen. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Well, like, actually, it's a male.
A male hymen.
He said, hey, man.
A male hymen.
Yes.
All right, well, now that's being said, we have to try this, see if I can get this on time. Go around the room.
Oh.
And ask what stuck with you. So I'll start with you, but I have to go with you. Go. You have to go last, Kimberly, because you came late. All right.
Heard that about her.
Gas man. What stuck with you?
Stuck with me. I'm glad to be back, and it's glad. Nice to meet our new cast member, Hank and Chad. Nice to meet you, buddy.
Hey, glad nice to meet here. You too, man.
But thank you.
Since you called him out, Hank and Chad, what stuck with you tonight?
That if ever you have dirty hair, just put on some sunglasses.
It's the easiest solution.
That goes directly towards you, Billy. What stuck with you? Man, I'm too early. We got to do something.
No, it's not too early. We have 2 minutes. It's good. So what stuck with me is that if I mention coffee in my parents' house, my mother will bring me a giant cup of coffee.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I feel like that's why you go, so you don't have to do stuff.
Yeah.
PW never works for me.
PW, what stuck with you?
All right. I'm thinking, and this is something that I didn't know, that there is no ESPN in India.
If you had ESP, really? You would have known that.
I know.
And voice of reason, what stuck with you?
Baby wings, and they're better than no wings at all.
Mm-hmm. All right, and because you were arriving and it's going in your public record, Ms. Kimley, what stuck with you tonight?
That my sister is not always on time. She's also almost always right.
Oh, almost always right.
That's true.
Right. And what stuck with me, ladies
sisters,
and gentlemen?
The sisters, man. Gotta support.
Sisters!
Gotta support. Sisters.
What is that? I'm smart.
Nice job.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Spike on the Mic show, and I still love each and one of every one of y'all. And remember, time sheets to do tomorrow or next week. So we'll be back. Holler back at you. Love you guys so much. This is Spike on the Mic show.
You still have 20 seconds.
And let's do the Gas Man. And
hey, what's up, man? Nice to be back.
How slow?
Nice to be back.
Thank you.
10 seconds.
Wow.
See you guys. Love you.
Hey, you guys are all right, man.
Cal, say it.
Yeah, perfect. One.